I went over to the New Variety Development Corporation's display of new varieties, and it was very interesting. And I did taste and participate in the evaluation of the fruit that was available. And it was quite a variety of fruit. They had approximately 45 different varieties of fruit available for testing. And they were pretty much equally broken down between oranges, and these were processed oranges, with two navel varieties, and then mandarin tangerine varieties, and then some grapefruit and pomelo. So they had a cross-section of the varieties that they were getting opinions on. And then they also had four varieties that are currently released and available to growers, one grapefruit variety, and then three mandarin varieties that are currently available for growers. And the purpose is to develop new varieties for our industry. And these are not only just fresh varieties, but also processed varieties. And it's interesting that today there was a great cross-section of the industry there. By that, I mean there was approximately what I would say 35 people. They represented processors, packers, some marketing agencies, and of course growers and nurserymen. So everybody's interested, all segments of our industries are interested in the development of new varieties. And from a fresh perspective, the competition, as everyone knows, has come out with the California Clementines, Spanish Clementines are available, as well as the Cuties. And that's putting pressure on our easy-to-peel zipper skin fruit. And the consumer has stated that they want easy-peel, seedless varieties. And currently, we don't have much of those that we have to a market. And so there's a great interest on the fresh perspective for these new varieties that can compete with the California and Spanish Clementines and the Cuties.
Did we have some of those seedless varieties there at the evaluation?
Yes, we did. And it was interesting in talking to a couple shippers and growers. I knew they were comparing our notes, and the ones that we had put out as the ones that we thought were best, we were told that those were on the fast track. And so that means that they will be released and available to the industry pretty soon. So yes, our industry is working diligently to get new varieties of the, and I'm talking from a fresh perspective, easy peel, tasty, and seedless varieties.
We need some of these because these specialty fruit shipments have gone down pretty drastically over the last several years, correct?
Yes, our specialty shipments have been declining. Historically, where specialty fruit shipments, and specialty, I mean, basically your easy peel, your tangerine and mandarin varieties, account for about 20% of what we've been shipping. But their percentage is still at 20, but they are dropping quicker than the others. In other words, we are losing fresh varieties, and so we do desperately need some new varieties that can compete with what we're seeing in the marketplace from California and offshore.
And going back to the evaluation you're testing today, some of them tasted pretty good.
Yeah, and I don't know how many of these have already been through a number of testing. I did not taste any that were just not tasty at all. So I think these were some that have already been through the selection process. But yes, there were a couple that I thought were very tasty.
So you expect this evaluation process to bear fruit, so to speak?
I do, but it's encouraging because I've just noticed in the last 2 to 3 years that I've participated that it seems like they're narrowing in on more varieties that, in my opinion, are and of those that I talked to there today, are going to hold some promise because they did taste good. And their sizing and the attributes that we're looking for were expressed in most of the varieties that we had to sample today.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.